Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Happy New Year to you. Hope it's been an awesome year. I hope that you're able to look back fondly on the year that has been, and maybe more importantly, to look hopefully to the year ahead. What does 2026 have in store for you? What do you think? Good things? Great things? Is this going to be your best year yet? I hope it is. I hope that it is. If you desire that things will be different, if you desire change, what's going to be different? What will you change? Because from my experience, if you desire change, a change is probably going to be required. And human beings making change is a really difficult thing. Of course, we follow the same patterns and habits and routines over and over again. We are locked into this form of inertia. We are carried along by the currents of life. I've got so many things to do, and I've got to do a little load of laundry. I've got to fold those clothes. I need to do dishes. I've got to pick up my kids and drop them off here or there. Ugh. I've got to keep it moving. I just got to keep it moving. So if I want something to change, how am I going to make that happen? Oof. I don't want to change everything. I don't want to just get rid of everything and complete blank slate. There's some things that are going pretty well, other areas that could be a little bit better. Maybe it's my physical body. Maybe I need to work on my mental health. Maybe I need to get my finances in order. Who knows? Who knows? There's work to be done. And of course, I talk a lot about getting done the work that needs to be done and how to actually do it. Whew. And I'm always thoughtful about the responsibilities that I have and how to honor those and be good to myself at the same time, to not be a martyr, to not be so self-sacrificing. These are some things that I need to be working on to advocate for myself so I can show up to be a better dad and to be a better husband and better everything else that it is that I'm doing. But it's overwhelming. And we can have these great intentions and get to, you know, the last week of January and into February and then get a serious case of the efforts where it was, God, what was I doing? Why was I waking up so early? Why did I buy this new piece of exercise equipment that's all of a sudden turned into a clothing rack and it's occupying a massive amount of space in my house? Whew. Just do it. Just do it. Just got to do it. Figure it out. And there's wisdom in that. We need to be able to figure things out. And just doing it is a great slogan for selling sneakers, but it's not necessarily a great slogan for doing the most important things in our lives, which is figuring out what you want your life to look like. Oh my goodness. So I don't think that any of this to this point has been very helpful because you already know how busy you are. You already know how tough your life is to keep all the plates spinning without just having one of them slip and break, or without you intentionally taking all the plates and smashing them into a million effing pieces on the ground and then walking away from all of it because what's the effing point of it? I get that too. I get all of it. But you, brother, sister, are way too important to adopt a line of thinking like that. So I hope that as you are going through the work of thinking about any goals that you might have and figuring out how to actually do it for 2026, I hope that it goes awesome for you. If you don't have any ideas and you're looking for some suggestions on some things that you might be able to or be wanting to change, I have one for you. I've got an idea. Because while I don't know for sure that you do this, I know for sure that you do this because I do it and because everybody does it. And it's related to the late, great Pee-wee Herman from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Remember? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? Of course you know it. Everybody knows it. More so, everybody used that line. Everybody laughed. And we laughed until that line landed a little bit too close to home, because it turns out that Pee-wee was really onto something. That line, I know you are, but what am I? It might be one of the most psychologically accurate sentences that any human being has ever said. Yeah. The things that irritate us most in other people often have very little to do with them and a lot to do with us. It's not a character flaw. That is a feature of being a human being. It's projection. We like to project. And it's projection is when we outsource those uncomfortable parts of ourselves to other people. God, that guy is so arrogant. Why are they so lazy? They just want attention. They're fake. What an irresponsible person. Maybe, or maybe, just maybe, that trait that you despise, maybe you're disgusted by, lives somewhere in you. And you don't like how it feels there. I get it. Guilty. So projection isn't about being wrong. It's about being unaware. So why do we do this? We don't project because we're bad. It's not because you're a bad person. We project because we are protecting ourselves. So you're not projecting. Well, you are projecting, but you're not doing it because you're a bad person. You're projecting because you're protecting yourself for the same reasons that I project on other people, because I am protecting myself. We do it to preserve our identities. We do it to avoid discomfort. And we do it to keep and maintain a crystal clear, just squeaky clean self-image. Our ego would rather be right about someone else than to be honest about itself. So the exercise is this. New Year's Day. Simple question that I've been kind of kicking around lately. This is what I want you to ask yourself. That person that you're so bothered by, whoever it is, what bothers you so much about that person?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Think about it. And then think about, where does that live in me? That thing that bothers me so much about Stacy or Fred, where does it live in me? I'm not saying that you're the same as that person. It just means that you share the same human material, which we all do. So this is known as shadow work. Shadow work. It's kind of cloak and daggery, isn't it? But it is called shadow work. And I advocate that we engage in shadow work as hygiene, not as any kind of an intervention, again, or not just blowing the whole thing up. It's a nice practice. It's like brushing your teeth. You don't brush your teeth once you get a cavity. You brush your teeth every day so you don't get a cavity. Let's do some shadow work preventatively, or rather just because we need it to fix things. Again, you're not broken. You're just a person. Most people think that this kind of inner work is something you do when things are broken, but it is a lot more like taking 1,000 steps a day, or however many steps you're supposed to take. Okay. Again, it's not because your teeth are rotten. It's because neglect accumulates. When we don't examine how we're projecting, it builds plaque, just like it shows up in our teeth. So this happens in relationships. It happens with leadership and hierarchies. It helps with parenting. Obviously, it happens in politics. And of course, it happens on social media. So when we don't own our own shadow, it runs loose in the world wearing somebody else's face. Your shadow is out there perpetrating mean things and crimes against other people. You don't even realize it. So what do we do? Well, if your attention is constantly consumed by what's wrong with everyone else, you have very little left over for what actually matters. Because when we project, we are leaking attention and energy. So if you were to do this work, this inner work, and you were to identify the things that you dislike in other people inside of yourself, and you were to go about fixing those, getting rid of them, reframing them, what inner work, what cause or what benefit would that have? How would that free up time, attention, energy, maybe even money? And oftentimes the answer is that when I start owning what I keep throwing onto other people, then I start holding on to my most valuable resources, and I can make better decisions on how to allocate those. If I'm giving my attention and my energy, just being irritated by what other people are doing that I'm actually doing, that's a pretty clear example of wasteful. You're not being a good steward of two of your most valuable resources, again, energy and attention, and time as well, maybe even money. Because how are we allocating and using money based on being irritated with how other people are projecting? You get the idea. So for the next week, my challenge to you is to think and notice what is irritating you that other people are doing. And then when you feel that spike, I want you to pause and say, I know you are, but what am I? And it's not to judge yourself. It's not to fix yourself. It's just to get curious about it. When we become aware, because we need to be thoughtful and mindful and notice when it is that we're doing these things which are destructive to everybody else and to ourselves, it doesn't make you weaker. It makes you freer. And it turns out that the finger that we're pointing is attached to the same hand, which you, of course, already know. So, in service of helping you to do this, obviously, I'm just giving you some instructions or challenge to figure out, you know, you decide what matters, and that includes what you keep avoiding in yourself. So where are we avoiding really addressing things in ourselves that we don't like in others? Because the shadow, it's not going away when you ignore it. It just gets louder. It gets bigger. It gets worse. Like every other problem, like every other major issue in our lives. These are just open loops, which become some version of open wounds, which just fester and they get infected and it Fs up our relationships. And I mean, I don't know if you've realized this or not, but life is the sum of the interactions we have with the other human beings on planet Earth. And if those people that are oftentimes closest to us, we are resenting because we see in them what is currently in ourselves, well, I think you can clearly see the problem there. And inner work is some of the most important, and it's some of the hardest. And oftentimes, always, things that are worth doing are the most uncomfortable, the most difficult, the most challenging, because they're of the highest value. Things that are of high value are not inexpensive. They are never free. There is a cost. There is a sacrifice or a commitment or an investment. All of those things which are required. And we need to take that finely tuned skill that we have of critiquing and criticizing other people and figuring out, I know you are, but what am I? Going about the work of unwinding that. Now, start recognizing where it is that you're doing it. Start thinking about how it is that that is inside of you and what there is to be done about it. I also, I created something. You know me, always creating things. I wrote a new book. It's called The Meaningful Few, and created a lot of other resources around it. And it's all designed to help us not do more, but to do less on purpose. and to be good stewards of our most valuable resources, time, energy, attention, and money, and to understand what it is that is of greatest value and the highest importance, and then to actually put those things into action. So wrote the book, created a lot of resources, created some community and masterminds around it to help actually implement any changes that you've uncovered and that you want to make. So check it out. It's mymeaningfulfew.com. Just start there. That'll get us, that'll certainly get us moving. So as always, do your part by doing your best.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.